Are you following, or you went home or something just now? All right. The Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go you into all the world." Did you hear the word "all the world"? Is the Bible saying world? Is the Bible saying all the world? All right. "And preach the gospel to every creature, trees, animals, cows, goats, human beings, the whole world. Go and preach to every creature." The word "world" there comes from a Greek word, cosmos. That's where the word "cosmetic" comes from. Cosmos. All right, cosmos. That's where the whole word "cosmetic" comes from. Cosmetic. We talk about makeup. It's cosmetic, right? All right, so cosmetic, actually, it means fake. So the word "cosmetic," I knew you're going to laugh a little bit, but it's fake anyway. You can look, hear me. It's not only women who put cosmetics, right? Even men put cosmetics, apart from me. All right. So cosmetics, the word "cosmetic" comes from the Greek word "cosmo," which is the word "cosmetic," which is actually something which looks like real. So when we are talking of the world, and you want to talk about the cosmetic, you will never forget. You see, so God helps me to find some words which when I mention them, you will never forget the teaching. Like this, every time we do that scripture, I'll be remembering cosmetics. So the Bible says, "Go you to the whole world, the whole cosmos, and preach." So the word "cosmo," cosmetic, as I've said. The word "cosmetic," which means something that looks real. It looks real. Hello? Now watch this. "And preach to every creature." The devil has created so many worlds. And most of you are living in a fake world. A cosmetic situation that looks so real. You see, there's a situation in front of you. You get so much fear. I know what's going to happen to me. Let me tell you something. That situation is cosmetic. It is a cosmetic situation. Now, Jesus said, "Go you to the whole cosmetic world." He never said, "Go and preach to human beings." He said, "To every creature." There are creatures in this cosmetic world. Are you following what I'm saying, right? Literally, everything living in the fake world, causing drama to you, causing problems. He said, "Go and preach to them to repent. If they don't repent, there will be destruction. Those who shall believe, okay, they'll be saved. Those who will not believe, there'll be destruction for them." So creatures must listen when they're giving you trouble and drama and problem. I am here tonight. I'm preaching to every creature in this place. Wait, Jesus said, "Go and preach to every creature. Go to the whole world, to the cosmos," which is, cosmetic, makeup, lipsticks. Cutex. All right, now let's go. Scripture. Now go back to verse Go back to the verse. And he said unto them, go you into all the world. Look what your neighbor said. I can assure you. What's happening to you is not real. The devil is trying to create a fake situation. Tell them it's a cosmetic situation. Say, if I can blush it with water, they obey. No problem there. The blood of Jesus, there'll be no problem over there. If I take a paper over here and I put cosmetics on top of the paper, and the paper changes the color, it does not mean that the paper is that color. All right? It is just cosmetic. Tell your neighbor, it's just cosmetic. We're going to deal with it right now. So the moment you're passing through, neighbor, it's a cosmetic situation. It's not real. It's just a cosmo. So Jesus said, go you unto the whole world and preach. Come on. I get so many fake moments. Very cosmetic moments. They look so real. This world is not real, if you don't know. This world is fake. That's what the Bible says, and God will just remove on the last, on the last day. Do you know this world, where it is standing? It's standing on water. If we can drill here right now, we're going to find water down here. But it looks real. It looks like it's not on water. It's like it's on a ship. It's like a ship sitting on the water. In geography, it's called a plate. Oh, are you here? In geography. They'll be telling in geography, they'll be saying, no, this is a plate, you see, because of forces of, and because of tensions. The earth is split. You'll be hearing about the Benguela, the northern hemisphere and the southern, and you'll be hearing all those things, right? Now, and they say the earth is floating on water. Of course, you see, according to geography, they say the earth was one called Pangaea, and was, you know, because of tensional forces. And that's Alfred Wegener, according to a scientist called Alfred Wegener. But according to science, by Martin Oswell, he said Alfred Wegener failed to explain how powerful were those forces to split the earth. And why, after the earth is split because of forces of tensions, why today Africa is not broken into two? Because if the earth kept on breaking, then at least by now Africa also supposed to break again, then break again, then break again. So he failed to prove that. But in the geography, they admit that the earth is sitting on water. Spiritually, biblically, true so, the earth is sitting on top of the water. Anywhere you can drill now, you're going to find the water down. Are you understand what I'm trying to say to you? So this is a cosmetic. It's cosmetic. This is why I'm telling you now, to say, look at you. There are so many cosmetic situations around you. You're like, this world, me, I'm tired of this world. It's not a world. It's fake. Jesus says, preach to it. Now, I'm going to shock you when I explain to you the following verse. Because Jesus says it. He says, go and preach the whole world. Then the following verse, give me the following verse. He's saying, oh, this is amazing. The following verse says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs, that's what my whole story is right now, shall follow them that believe. The first thing that will follow those who believe in the name of Jesus in this cosmic world, where Jesus is sending you to go, he's saying there'll be fake worlds in front of you. But as long as you believe, the first thing you must do in this world, he's not saying speaking in tongues. He's not saying praying. He's not saying be faithful to him. He's saying the first thing you must do. In the scripture, he says what? The first son shall follow. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Ladies and gentlemen, in a cosmos situation, a cosmetic situation, Jesus said the first thing you want to do, if you want to speak well in tongues, if you want to believe in earth, if you want anything else, the first thing to do, cast out, not demons, but devils. The word demon in King James Version, the whole New Testament, does not exist. All right, so the word demon does not exist according to the Bible. The word demon does not exist. So you hear the word devil, evil spirits. Already somebody's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Watch this. Are you following at the back there? At the back, hello. Praise be to God. Now, let me show you something. Let me show you something, because we're about to do something now. Jesus said, before you do anything, the first thing you must cast out, devils. There is a devil in a fake world causing all this looks, to look so scary. There's a devil in that calling. There's a devil in that business. There's a devil in that family. To look like everything is going down. There's a devil. It's a cosmetic situation. And Jesus said, the first thing, cast out that devil. Wait a minute. I heard somebody say, no, if you're a believer, you're not supposed to be possessed by spirits. I believe so, 100%. If I am born again, demons cannot possess me. I'm going to explain to you the meaning of possession, right? I can't. And Jesus Christ, in fact, he's saying believers must cast out devils. Did you hear that? Which means devils will be there. And what must happen? We must cast them out. There are devils there. What is possession? What does it mean to be possessed by a devil? First and foremost, you must understand one information. That the world has been created. I don't know how many times. The Bible does not explain how many times the world has been created. But we understand, according to the scripture, that before Adam and Eve, before Genesis 1, verse 1, there was another world that God created. And he destroyed that world. And created the one in Genesis chapter 1. There were beings which were there before Adam and Eve. You see, when you read your Bible, right, you are not told how angels were being made. When you read your Bible, you're not told what happened, how did God create Satan, and what did happen. You don't know that information. All you know is in the beginning, there was, praise be to God, there was Moses to write that. If Moses didn't write, are you here? Yes. So watch this. So the most important part to understand is what is to be possessed and where are these demons coming from? Devils are not angels which are fallen, as some people think. In 2 Peter 2, 2 Peter 2, from verse 2. The Bible says something very important. It says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Now go to verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, God did not spare angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. The angels that had fallen with the devil, according to that verse, they were arrested, waiting for the day of judgment. So, what are demons? If you fallen angels were arrested, cast into chains and put in prison, so what are demons? What are devils? What are evil spirits? Where are they coming from? I don't want to be preaching in a church where people are so ignorant. I want to be in a church where my members actually know the spiritual world. They go in there and walk out without being hurt. Are you hearing me? So what are we talking about? So what I'm saying to you is, you must understand that demons are spirits without form. Demons or devils are spirits without form. I told you before, in heaven, when you go to heaven, I think it was last year I was preaching. People think they just go there and then they are angels. You'll be shocked. They are creatures. They are animals. There are some angels with eyes everywhere. Jesus Christ. There are angels there that look like human beings. And others don't look like human beings. Others are spirits. The Bible says he makes his angels spirits. There are some are like spirits. And some angels, which are there, are just there with the six wings. Some angels have got four faces. A face of a cow, a face of an eagle, a face of a human being, and a face of a lion. Now, I'm going to give you verses in the Bible. Now, because sometimes you get scared of witchcraft. Because when you release one angel with you, all witches will run away. Because, you see, you think, I don't know who gave this perception that when an angel will come, he's like a human being, shiny. Do you know what the Bible says about angels? Do you know how they look like? Do you know how seraphim look like? Seraphims. They are burning fire. A fire burning, moving in there. I said, that's an angel. Can you imagine you looking outside and fire, a burning fire is moving in there. It's an angel. But I said, Christians, I don't know what will happen. Christians nowadays, they are so scared. So scared. You are heavily defended. Do you know how you look like in darkness? When you're in a room where there's no light, do you know how you look like spiritually? You find yourself in what's going on? You're so scared of anything. Do you know what the Bible says in heaven? It says, actually in the paradise, it says, God is worshipped by creatures. Do you know there are horses in heaven? You see, these are the things which you, most of the times, you pay your little attention on. Do you know there are horses in heaven? There are horses. Red horses. White horses. In heaven. These trumpets which are coming now with the technology now, they are written in the Bible that they are in heaven. Trumpets. Do you know that? So you must always know, in heaven, it's when you go to heaven, heaven is so real as the earth is real to you. For me, the earth is not real, it's cosmetic. So in heaven, don't think they are just angels like human beings moving in there. No. There are creatures there. There are some angels, you can't look at them, you run away. God owns them. They are his, part of his team. If people are giving you a problem, he just deploys one. So go. He just deploys one and go. And you wonder they have stopped giving you a problem. How, what happened? You don't even know. And they come to you like, I had a bad dream last night. What happened? A cow was chasing me like, no, it's one of my... it's one of my angels. I had a bad dream. Oh, my God. Something was chasing me, so scary. No, it was actually me. I had prayed and heaven deployed one. Tell your neighbor, it was me. The dead Christians will know. Listen to me. The dead Christians will know who they are. That's why the devil went to Adam and deceived him to make him think he's less. I said, do you know if you eat that fruit, you will become like God? They were like, I think you are right. I think I don't know things. When he ate the fruit, in fact, he became foolish. So foolish. Do you know man before? He could speak to a snake. A snake would not bite man. There was no death. The man had authority. He could command fish, come out of water. Fish would come out. A man had dominion. Until he ate the fruit. The devil said, when you eat that fruit, you become like God. He'd be like, okay. After eating the fruit, he became foolish. God says, Adam, where are you? He said, it is my wife. So where is that wisdom like God here? God is asking, where are you? Geographical position. He says, no. It's not me who sinned. It is my wife who gave me the fruit. You look, now man is becoming foolish. I'm asking you, Adam, where are you? Now, you must understand this. When you are sitting down there, you must know that the devil will always come to you and make you think you are less. Hello? To a level whereby, in fact, you think money is more important than you. That you can sell yourself for money. There's one preacher in America. He took $100,000 and he was burning it on fire. He was saying, I'm burning this fire so that it can pain you. I'm burning it in the name of Jesus. He takes $10,000, burning it on fire like this. He says, your life is more, on video, your life is more important than money. People were like, oh my God. And he said, I know. You would be like, what is he doing? He said, your soul will be on fire like this. He said, so think, money and your soul. You're after this money, but Christ is after your soul. It's crazy to see how the world thinks. There is nothing more important, more than you. There is only one you. there'll be no other you. You must be very careful. After you, there'll be no other you. It's only you. So when you are making decisions, be very careful. Nothing is more important than you. Nothing. But you must understand, the devil's bringing some moments in life. And these moments are looking so real, but they are not. They are fake. They are cosmetic. The Bible says, go into the whole cosmetic world. The cosmetic fake. And preaches, these signs shall follow those who shall believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Devils are not meant to be in your family. Devils are not meant to be in your career. Devils are meant to be cast out. Are you hearing me? It's a sign that you believe. If you are failing to cast out a devil out of your business, it's a sign you don't. Devils must be cast out. We cannot keep devils giving problems to the whole family, giving problems to something that you really love. Devils must be cast out. Do you hear me? Devils must be cast out. It's a sign of believing. Those who shall believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. So what are we doing? Let's cast out every devil. Don't be like, because it's not so me, it's my brother, it's my cousin, it's my sister. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine. No, 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 no. He said, those who shall believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. He said, these signs shall believe. I mean, shall follow. Those who shall believe. Casting out devils is a sign of faith. So when we're here, casting out devils, we'll be like, what are they doing? Come on, it's a sign of faith that we believe. Devils must not be kept in the house. Devils must not be tolerated or take over your bank accounts. Devils must be cast out. Are you here? So let me finish this statement. As I said it before, spirits can possess a person. To possess means, since they don't have a form, since they don't have a body. One time I was preaching, I think it was last year, I was saying, the Bible says, the sons of God, you must know, Jesus is the only begotten son. But that does not mean there are no other sons of God. You must understand, even Adam was a son of God because he was directly he was created by God. Hello? There are even other sons of God, which were spirits without form. I told you, I think sometime I told you about it in Genesis 6, verse 1. All right, Genesis 6, verse 1. There are spirits without what? Without form. And something happened that God became so angry and punished them. And punished them. But because they are spirits, they are not human beings. You see, if the devil was a human being, it was easy for God to punish him and destroy him. But because he is a spirit, spirits don't die. This is why your body will die, but your spirit will remain. If the devil... Someone's like, but why is God allowing the devil to exist? Because the devil is a spirit. Not just a spirit, but a spirit being. So God created other sons. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 1, you hear the Bible saying something here very interesting. And it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. What happened? That the sons of God, who are these sons of God again? Saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. That's the whole problem now. You're going to see some few verses down there. These sons of God were like, we're going to now take those women. But you must understand, they didn't have a form. These are sons of God without form.